and I like to be around people, and I felt like that if I could help them is what I wanted to. It wasn't because I had to, it was because I chose to. And I'm the only one out of the six girls that ever did that kind of labor and did it. But I love to stay at home with mother and father, and I always felt like they needed me. Mm-hmm. And I didn't need to go to school because mama needed me too bad at home. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I wasn't the best one. I wasn't the sweet little girl of the family. If there was a job that had to be done, I could do it, no matter what. And I think I got more spankings than any of them. And Mama didn't whip us like people do now, and she didn't raise her voice at us. Mm-hmm. And we didn't fuss as a family. We didn't fuss. If we did, we had to be very quiet. Mm-hmm. In our disagreements, we couldn't fuss. And if she was going to punish us, she would take us out to the wash house and make us lay across the wash bench. And then she would switch our legs out there and not before anybody.
Oh, that was more genteel.
And it was more genteel not to correct anyone in public.
Oh.
And if there were three of us that needed to be switched, mm-hmm. The wash house and the garage and the toilet, mm-hmm. were all in one building.
They were all in one building.
They were all in one building, and there were three doors, mm-hmm. in this building. The toilet had a hall in it. It was genteel.
Wow.
It was built. You would go down the hall and then turn the corner,
mm-hmm.
and it had a three-holer.
Oh, it did.
The small, medium, and large,
uh-huh.
Three-holer,
mm-hmm.
which, by the way, was electrified. We had electric lights in the toilet. We could turn the light on from the inside and have a light in the outdoor toilet.
Oh.
Three of us got in trouble, we'd all have to go sit in one of the doors and wait till Mother could come punish her. And there was a switch tree right out the washroom door, and she'd get a switch as she went in.
Mm-hmm.
And she would never corrected us in front of another person.
Uh-huh. Well, was outdoor toilet, was that considered a genteel word? Was that what she would say usually?
Mama would call it the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, that was a genteel word. Mm-hmm. That was what they'd say, but she wouldn't call a slop jar. We did have slop jars.
Uh-huh.
She wouldn't call a slop jar, because that wasn't genteel. She called it a vessel.
A vessel.
And we thought that all vessels were slop jars. We didn't know the definition. If you had asked me the definition of a slop jar, and the parts of our body were not discussed.
Just not at all.
Just not at all, but if we were going to talk about our bottom, she would call it our bunny. So wouldn't anybody know what we were talking about? And I never have heard of anybody else calling it a bunny, but that's what we had, were bunnies. And when we learned the song, My Bunny Lies Over the Ocean, we thought it was a very vulgar song. We couldn't imagine such a thing.
Oh, that's great.
And if we had gas and made a rude noise, it was a book. We didn't. If we said darn, or we didn't dare say damn,
mm.
darn, or doggone, or anything like that, she'd wash her mouth out with P&G soap with the dirty dish rag.
Oh.